It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here with Carol Cushman and Steve Jones.
We're at the Cherry Vale Trailhead, which is just south of South Boulder Road and just west of Cherry Vale. And there's this lovely gravel trail that follows along the fence. And right now at this time of year, the wild roses are blooming, the milkweed is in full bloom, and so it smells wonderful with both of those two things.
The Flatirons are just silhouetted in the distance, and behind them you can see the Indian Peaks.
This is the most glorious place at this hour of the evening. The beautiful gold sunset. The snipes are winnowing. One of them spiraled up into the sky.
The snipe, you can just hear it say, whoa, 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 whoa. That was the stimulus for the Plains Indian ululation. So the winnowing snipe, these are the males, they're diving, and as they dive very rapidly, the wind whistling through their tail feathers makes that sound, that high-pitched woo 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 woo.
Yeah, these wet meadows attract the snipe, which are winnowing now and doing their spiraling flight, and later on we're hoping they're going to be fireflies, because the very end of June and early July is when we do get fireflies here in Boulder County. In spite of it being high and dry, they come to these wet areas.
So you're hearing that snipe, though, sniping away.
And also, of course, these wet meadows attract mosquitoes. So Steve and I are coated with mosquito repellent. The mosquitoes like to wine and dine at this hour of the evening, so do wear repellent if you come out here. A lot of people think snipe is a mythical bird that you get taken out on a snipe hunt when you're very gullible, and then you're left holding the sack and everyone else disappears and leaves you there. But the snipe is a real bird, and it's a stocky little, kind of a pudgy bird, but with a very, very long bill that it uses to probe in the mud for various good things to eat. There was a particularly loud snipe that sounded almost like a horse whinnying. Boy, the mosquitoes have suddenly picked up.
Yeah, maybe there will be fireflies, because we're getting besieged by mosquitoes, and that's the price you always pay to see fireflies.
Usually 9 o'clock is the witching hour for fireflies. The thing to look for, if you want to find them, is the habitat. You need a place that's wet and grassy, because the females like to sit in the grass and wait for the males to come courting. There's just this flash of light, and it's sort of a gold to green, and the flash doesn't last very long. It's just a second, and there's no mistaking it once you see it. There's the snipe again, really loud. So far, we haven't lucked out. Steve thinks it may be a little too early in the season. 4th of July used to be the magic time. Instead of fireworks, we like to come out and see the fireflies. If you maybe wait until the 4th of July or afterward, I would come out and try it then.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones are friends and Boulder naturalists.